The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And we've had some pretty grueling meetings getting through the roster, which is a good problem to have. As a team, it's a tough problem to have for the players. And we've set our roster. I've had the conversations that we need to have. And I think that the biggest surprise or the biggest dilemma or the curiosity around our bullpen is what is front and center for us. So our bullpen will consist of Osuna, McCullers, Presley, Tony Sipp, Colin McHugh, Will Harris, and Josh James. So that leaves off some very notable relievers for us. Some that have World Series saves, some that have, Hector Rondon has saves for us this season. So as you can see, it was a tough bullpen to crack. So on the pitching side, that's the way we went. On the position player side, we opted to keep Miles Straw active and not Max Stassi or J.D. Davis. And so the balance of the position players are as expected.
All right, we know the Astros playoff roster, and man, we got so many sports to get to tonight. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air as we broadcast live from Bombshells on Fuquay and 45, or as my Waze called it, Fuqua. Yeah. We'll be out here until 7 o'clock, so come on out if you want to get in. Best way to do it is to hit us up on the text line. 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also get us on Twitter. That's another great way to do it. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And can't watch us on live stream today because we're out here at Bombshells. And it should be a fun show. This is a really cool place. If you want to come out and watch the games tonight, this is your place to do it. They got TVs everywhere. You got UH tonight. You got the Patriots tonight. You got baseball playoffs tonight. For dorks like me who stayed up all night watching hockey, you've got the first full night of hockey. So there's plenty of great stuff going on out here at Bombshells. Lots of good food, lots of great drinks. Come on out.
Come on out. What's going on? Sports is going on, obviously.
Man, busy, busy day. So, I made a tactical error today, though.
Uh-oh.
I got up, and I'm starting to see some really good results from this diet. And I woke up today with a ton of energy, feeling great. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the gym and just go nuts today. And I did for about 2.5 hours. Best workout I've had in probably 10 years. As soon as I got out of there, I'm like, oh, holy bleep, you're not in that good of shape yet.
Yeah.
I almost dropped dead. So I'm just now recovering.
Yeah, I got to the gym. I missed yesterday completely. and got in there today a little bit, just lifted. I've just been so low energy.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to do anything because of this diet.
Well, that's the thing. Today's the first day that I woke up. I'm like, oh, man, I'm pumped up. I'm ready to rock and roll. So I went and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a week's worth of workout in one day.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't do that.
And it was stupid. But, you know, I'm rallying now. I actually feel pretty good, I guess, because the lights are on and we're at Bombshells and we got so many cool sports to talk about.
I'm trapped.
Yeah, you're in an awkward spot there.
Oh, there we go. Let's work here.
Man, I had an interesting first off, we got a lot of great guests today. As usual, you want to talk fantasy. Christopher Harris will join us at 4:15. So if you have fantasy questions, just text us or hit us up on Twitter. We'll pass them on. But make sure they're not, should I start this guy or this guy? Because Chris does rankings for that. AJ does rankings for that on SportsMap. All you have to do is go check those. But if you have some kind of big picture stuff that will benefit other people fantasy-wise, more than happy to share those with Christopher. Brad Powers at 6:30, so we can talk about college football. I think I've decided to give the 18 with UH tonight. Freshman quarterback starting for Tulsa.
Okay.
And I forgot that Tulsa just absolutely manhandled them last year. And I was reading the story today. I actually got... Guess what I got on my lawn today? I finally got the Chronicle after two weeks of complaining about it.
Good for you.
And read Joseph's story about it and how they're still a little pissed off over last year, so I kind of get a sneaking suspicion they're going to run it up tonight.
And I gave some serious thought, and I was talking about it a little bit yesterday about playing the Colts tonight. And then I see today Gronk's playing, and then I see today the line moves to 10.5. And I was like, oh, man, maybe I was wrong. Maybe the Patriots are the right side. I'm not going to give 10.5.
Yeah, the Colts are still beat up. And I just short week coming off an overtime game, that's another thing. I just think there's a lot of reasons why, as much as I'd want to play the Colts here, I just can't. But I can't give up 10.5 either.
Now, did you watch the baseball game last night?
No, actually, I flipped over. By the time I flipped over, it was 7-2. I watched the Maple Leafs game, and then I flipped over and watched the San Jose Anaheim game. I was getting my hockey on.
I was interested because a buddy of mine had made a really, really substantial bet on the under 8.5.
Oh,
and there was some weird stuff that happened in like the sixth inning where it looked like a guy was out at the plate. They couldn't overturn it, so he was safe. And then they give up a two-run homer in the seventh. So now it's 8, and there's no wiggle room. It was 6-2, and Giancarlo Stanton,
oh my gosh,
hit a useless, meaningless home run.
Well, it wasn't meaningless.
It was meaningless to the game, but not to the total. So we were watching that last night. But I also went out and watched a late showing of White Boy Rick.
How is that?
It's pretty good.
It looks interesting.
It's it's based on a true story, and when you think about that, it's really kind of a messed up story. It's like dirty cops and dirty FBI agents, and essentially the FBI started this 14-year-old kid buying and selling drugs to keep his dad out of jail. but it's a really crazy story, especially knowing that it's true. But yeah, it was a good watch. Good movie.
I have a question because I have a couple friends who are FBI agents and they're not incompetent. But like every show I see on TV, well, and I'm watching Ozark and that guy is a total mess, right? Blacklist, they're totally incompetent. it just seems like every FBI agent on any TV show is either incompetent or dirty.
Yeah.
Is that a fair representation?
It might be. It might be. I mean, I don't want to throw everybody under one umbrella.
Because I know it's all
probably
fiction, but gee whiz. And the FBI agent in Mr. Robot, that chick was a complete mess. It's like they're all messed up. Is that part of the deal? You have to fail a psychological exam in order to get it?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you something.
Work on this show, too. You've got to have that.
Well, that's true. I'm legally insane. You know, and I'm a highly functioning sociopath. Yeah. So... 713-780-ESPN. 931 said you missed that Caps Bruins beating. No, I flipped over just in time to see that it was 7-0, much like the baseball game. I had no interest in watching that. Plus, the fantasy team I'm playing had a bunch of Caps on it, so I'm already in a hole, even though my guys did pretty well last night. And then just real quick, people asking for hockey plays. The only game I really like tonight is Vegas-Philadelphia over 6.
All right.
So I played one game last night, and that was Vancouver-Calgary over 5.5, and they scored 7. So that one worked out pretty well. Jong says John Krasinski works for the CIA and Jack Ryan. He's really smart.
Oh, yeah, John Krasinski.
I have not watched that yet. It's next on my list. I got to finish Ozark, and then I'm on Jack Ryan.
Okay.
So I had an interesting email exchange with a guy today, and ostensibly he was trying to get me involved in the Kavanaugh discussion, which you know I'm not doing. But he brought up a really good point. It's like, at what point do we hold people – I mean, it just seems like in society now we're holding people responsible for things that they did years ago forever.
Right.
At what point – because I honestly believe people change, and sometimes for the worse. I know people who were good people who got caught up in stuff. And
there's good and bad people on both sides.
That's right. That's right. They're very famous. But I do feel like at some point people change, right? I don't think I'm anything like what I was when I was 17.
Right.
Or even 10 years ago. I kind of feel like we all try to evolve. We all try to become better. Well, not everybody tries to become better. I feel like every the great thing about life, no matter what you've done, you can wake up the next day and start over. And do whatever, you know, whatever you've done, you can, you know, unless you're in jail, you can wipe that away, right?
It's tougher when you're in jail.
Yeah, but for the most part, you can reinvent yourself all the time.
For the most part,
and,
yes.
And I think people do that and try to get better, and you know, people make mistakes all the time. And at what point, part of it is depends on the mistake, right? If you're a murderer, sorry, that's a
big mistake.
Bye. Can't help you. But, you know, I don't know, man. I wish people would be it's like I can't even look at Twitter anymore because if it starts off with, oh, conservatives say this or liberals say this, I don't read the rest of your tweet. To me,
right.
It's everything that comes after that is dumb. And I just wish we'd all be a little less
dumb.
Yeah. And just say, okay, you know what? This person messed up here, but look what they've done since. Or, you know, this person was a really good person, but then look what he did.
Yeah.
It was an interesting conversation. Didn't solve anything, but we
solves
never do.
Nothing. But yeah, that's the way it works.
281 asking, what's your best play of the week, NFL or college football? Tune in a little bit later. We'll have those for you.
Okay.
We went over them yesterday. I
worked a lot last night too. I worked a lot after the show on some handicapping stuff, and this morning as well. That's the good thing about me not going to the gym is I've got more time to delve into these games, so I've actually changed my opinion on a couple games too. So we'll talk about those.
Yeah, we'll get through those because I don't know how long the show's going to be tomorrow because Astros will be on the station, which is very cool. You get the good ESPN announcers, not the horrible local guys,
right?
And you can hear it in beautiful FM clarity. It'll be on both 97.5 and 94.1, and so we'll come on after the game. I suppose there's a chance we get a 2.5-hour game and we'll be on normal time and ready to rock and roll. But
right.
Realistically, playoff baseball, I'm hoping we get half a show in.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of my goal. But we'll obviously talk Astros. So some of the things we usually get to on Friday just aren't going to happen. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And this is a place that they change lives, man. They really do a great job of taking kids who have had issues at other schools that maybe those schools weren't willing to work around, and Texas Can Academies does that. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. But, you know, sometimes they need things like glasses to help them read. Sometimes they need transportation. And that's where the Blitzers come in. Because to help with that, all you have to do is donate a vehicle. It can be a car. It can be a truck. It can be a motorcycle, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And, guys, it's not that far away from tax time. And it's a good time to start thinking about, hey, man, I'd like to get a little tax deduction because any break we get from the government, it doesn't suck. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 gift card on top of that. And the cool thing is, no matter where you are, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it free of charge. I'm telling you. They'll go to San Antonio. They'll go to Vidor. They'll go to Port Arthur. They'll go to China, Texas. Give them a call. It's all you got to do. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson, Houston's number one Harley dealer. Get down there today. See why they're number one. Over 200 bikes in inventory. The best customer service rating in the state. It's the best choice, guys. The staff is friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. And it's no worries October at Republic. Buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan and 3-year priority paid maintenance. All you have to worry about is the gas. Bring in your trade today and ride out a new Harley. With the largest selection of 2018s and 19s in Houston, Republic Harley-Davidson has the ride you're looking for. All the models, all the colors, all the options, they've got you covered. And this weekend, guys, they're having a football tailgate party for the OU-Texas game. All TVs will have college football on. There's going to be department contests like trivia, kicking field goals, football tosses, etc. Football and refreshments available while supplies last, and there's going to be door prizes drawn throughout the day. And then they're also doing Brawl for a Cause that day. A police-escorted ride is going to start out at Republic Harley-Davidson, ending at Bombshells in Spring, Texas. A registration starts at 9 a.m., kickstands up at 10:30 a.m., so make sure you make it out for that. It's Republic Harley-Davidson. Come see why they're Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, are always open at republichd.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Bombshells on Fuquay and 45. And it's another one that's really easy for me to get to. That's what I like.
It took me about 15 minutes. That's okay.
And Roger brought up the FBI guys from Die Hard. Remember how bad they were?
Not the best.
Yeah, I'm telling you, apparently that's the FBI. All right, I tell you one guy who doesn't suck at his job. It's our good friend Chris Harris. You can check him out at Harris Football. He's does everything. You can follow him on Twitter at Harris Football. Joins us every week to talk fantasy. Christopher, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. What's going on down there?
Oh, we're just doing a little sports, you know, just enjoying the scenery and trying to have a little fun. Can we start with tonight's game? Because what we saw out of Andrew Luck, was that a product of how awful the Texans are, or do you feel like he's turned a corner and we're about to see the Andrew Luck that we saw before his arm blew up?
I didn't think he was bad before the Houston game, and I don't think he's bad now. I tried to tell people, you guys know I have a YouTube channel now, so I'm showing game film, and I tried to show people before the Houston game that the arm is fine, and he can make every throw he needs to make, and nobody wanted to believe me, and then he went out and did that. The first half against the Texans wasn't great, but, you know, when he needed it, when they were trailing, he certainly had every throw he needed. They even let him throw his own Hail Mary, which is amazing. You know, I don't think it's a good matchup. New England's favored by 10 for a reason, but I think if you've been rolling with, you know, probably not a lot of people been rolling with Andrew Luck in like a 10-team league as their starter, and there's a hell of a lot of quarterbacks you could use, but I do think he's back. I think he's fine.
Your thoughts on Julian Edelman, who's suiting up tonight. He'll be out there. Is he worth throwing into your lineup this week?
Well, do you remember what Kiki Cutie did last week?
Yeah.
I mean, so this is what the Colts do, right? They play two safeties back. They're basically trying not to get beat all at once. They're okay if they want, you know. And I was psyched for Deshaun Watson that he wasn't the mad gunslinger, that he took what was given to him and threw it a million times, checked it down, little crossing routes. That's what Julian Edelman does. And so, I can't tell you that he's ready to play. There's all the stuff that we don't know as far as the mental stuff, the emotional stuff, the team stuff. Like, we don't know what the plan is. But all I can say is if the Colts play that defense and Edelman's allowed to play a full accompaniment of snaps, he's going to have 100 yards.
Christopher Harris is our guest. Speaking of Kiki Kute, do you think he's worth starting this week, or is that do you think that was kind of a one-hit wonder? And does that depend on Will Fuller if he's out there?
I think it depends on Will Fuller. And not just so much because, oh, my God, there'd be three guys. I mean, we've seen plenty of teams have three receivers. Rams have three receivers be good every week. The Lions have three receivers be good every week. That's the NFL we live in. But you know, I think to be fair, the kid, you know, I've seen the kid play one game that mattered, and he was good. But DeAndre Hopkins is a different kind of superhuman, and Will Fuller's turned into a pretty darn complete receiver who gets hurt a lot, but more than just your Ted Ginn type now. It, you know, scores the red zone touchdown last week, and I think kind of runs routes a little better now, and is sort of a, you know, I'm going to trust that right now Will Fuller's a pretty significant player, better player than Kiki Cutie. So I think if there's Fuller in there, maybe you can have added Cutie to your fantasy team. That's okay, but maybe we're not starting him right away.
Let's talk about a couple running backs who have been banged up and look like they're expected to be back this week. And if they are, I assume they'll get a big role. I'm not sure if it'll be the, you know, the bell cow role that they used to have. But Devontae Freeman and Joe Mixon, what should we expect from them as far as touches, do you think? And are you ready to put them in the lineup? Or are you still – is this a wait and see for you?
There's no answer to your question. Next question. No, I mean, I don't know, and unfortunately the teams aren't going to tell us, right? Any information that we get coming out of an NFL camp about the workload that they think that the Bengals and the Falcons will give those two running backs is likely misinformation because they have no incentive to tell us that. It does sound like they'll both suit up. They're both really good. I ranked them lower than I normally would, but within that RB2 range. But I just don't know. That's the frustrating part. I've started calling it like the Category 2 stuff. The Category 2 stuff is like all that crap that they're just not going to tell us. It would be so good if they would just be honest with us. If we were, you know, if we were able to look at the whiteboard when they left the conference room and we could see the number of plays they expected to give Devontae Freeman or Joe Mixon. So it's a big risk, but obviously big reward. It's really tough for me to give unilateral blanket advice that says, oh, definitely start that guy. Depends on who else you have. Depends on your tolerance for risk. You know, Josh Gordon didn't do a lot in his return, right? But there are times, certainly, where Leonard Fournette was on his way to a huge usage day. And, of course, they broke him. But, you know, if he'd stayed healthy, if the hamstring had stayed right, he'd have had 25 touches.
What do you make of Nick Chubb? That was a pretty strange line he had in the Raiders game. So what do you do with him?
Probably you don't start him yet. I mean, three carries isn't enough. And even though two of them went to the house, I did some work on him on the YouTube channel. So if people haven't seen those plays, they can go to youtube.com/HarrisFootball and see those two touchdown runs. You know, I think what you can do is say, if I own Carlos Hyde, you know, shame on me for not also having Nick Chubb. I got to go get him. And Carlos Hyde gets hurt. You know, almost every year he's played, except for the free agency year, he has missed time with an injury. And if he does, really great chance he gets Wally Pipped, because Nick Chubb is maybe not the perfect prospect, but he's a big guy to be able to run as fast as he can run. And, I think there's going to come a time in the second half of the year, if you've been riding Carlos Hyde, where it's going to become more of a platoon and it's going to start to get a little annoying.
Maybe the guy who was taken in that first, second round range, maybe besides Le'Veon Bell, who has stung owners the worst, is Dalvin Cook. Do you expect Dalvin Cook to, you know, sort of meet expectations at any point this season? Or is he just a sort of a casualty of Kirk Cousins coming to Minnesota and them just changing the way that they run offense?
No, he's a casualty of the hamstring. He was playing good. He was all right. He was on his way to a good season. I don't think – if he were healthy, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I really don't believe it. He's a really talented kid.
Still high on him for the rest of the season?
I'm still high on him if the hamstring gets right. I mean, it sounds like there's a chance he doesn't play this week. And at some point you go, ugh, you know, I need to see him back. He's my second-round pick or my first-round pick even. And, I don't even feel confident playing him until we maybe played him last Thursday and he barely touched it in the second half. And then now they're telling us that it didn't feel great and maybe he won't play it. You know, it's getting to be frustrating. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you that it's been frustrating, but I do really feel like it's injury-related.
Christopher, I know you watch a lot of tape on these guys, and Deshaun Watson, obviously, he's put up pretty decent fantasy numbers, but last week they did a lot more with him. What are your thoughts on him going forward, and do you think he remains a pretty high-level, viable starting quarterback?
So this was his best game of the four, no question about it. I thought the Tennessee game was okay, the Giant game was poor, and the Patriot game was one of the worst I've looked at all year. And, you know, so good, he's making progress because the most recent is the best. Like I said, I, for me, it comes down to knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, just not being a gunslinger on every single play. There are plenty of times, like especially from the Patriot and Giant game, where I can point on film to times where the checkdown is staring in front of his face and he's got a nice big gain that, you know, gets a first down or keeps the drive going, and he's looking to throw the deep one, and that's fun, but in the end he gets intercepted and it's annoying. I like seeing him run the touchdown in. That certainly made his week last week. I think he's, you know, he was always overdrafted. I told you guys this summer he was being overdrafted as the QB2, as like a third-round pick. It was nuts. But I think for folks who took him, like you said, they've gotten decent enough numbers. I think he remains in that sort of mid to low QB1 mix anyway. There might be some weeks where he gets out of control a little bit. Longer term, I think he's going to figure this stuff out. It's still his 10th start of his life. Like, he's going to figure this stuff out and be really good.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. You can check out his website, harrisfootball.com. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got multiple podcasts. He does a little bit of everything. Follow him on Twitter, @HarrisFootball. Joins us every week. Christopher, have a great weekend, my friend. Good luck with all of your fantasy plays, and appreciate the time.
You got it, guys. You know I was in Austin last weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
Austin. That's all I can say.
It's a different town than it used to be. I will say that, because every time I go back, I'm like, man, this isn't the place where I lived. It's a lot different.
It is different. I lived there in the 90s for 5 years, and it's different, but it was still fun.
Yeah, it's still a great city, and I still think it may be the best city in Texas, but it's not what it was. And I hate to be that guy that says, oh, back in the day.
Back in my day.
But back in my day, Austin was so freaking awesome. It's still great, though. All right, Christopher, appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's Christopher Harris. Okay, so I'm going to tell you now, you know what I did last night besides watch hockey?
You bet on hockey?
I did bet on hockey.
Yeah,
I did bet
you
on.
You did.
I bet that over. And you know what? I also bet a little Woodbine last night and nicked him for about $5.
Ooh,
pretty good night.
Look
yeah.
at you.
Yeah, I was playing little ponies, playing a little hockey.
If I could eat, I'd say you're buying dinner.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm not eating either. But I got on my bookie, and that's a great thing about it. I can play whatever I want on there. They got a great race book. They've got the sports book's fantastic. I played hockey last night. Going to be playing football tonight. I got the UH game. We got the NFL. If you want to play baseball, they got you covered. And that's a great thing. And I've been using MyBookie for a couple of years now. It's the only website that I use now because I've used a lot of sites, and so many times I've had issues getting money out and all kinds of stuff. But not with MyBookie. I mean, they're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. I have no problem putting money in or taking money out. And I trust them. And that's why I use them. They've got all kinds of options for you. You want in-game betting. So if I miss the start of that UH game and I want to bet in-game when I get home or on my phone on the way home, I can do that. It's just so awesome to be able to have those opportunities to go on and play. So all you have to do, go to mybookie.ag, or how about this, just Google MyBookie. It's going to pop right up. You can do it on your mobile phone, on your computer, and get your account started. They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Real simple, just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Hey guys, this is Zhong Li. Are you planning on proposing soon? If so, listen up. Enter to win a $1,000 credit to Robin's Brothers to put up towards the engagement ring of her dreams. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the Beat Zhong's Proposal under Promotions on the right-hand side of the homepage, and tell us how you're planning on to propose. The winner will be chosen on Monday, October 15th. That's right, Monday, October 15th. There's not much time left to enter. Enter now. And you could win a $1,000 credit to Robbins Brothers. Just go to ESPN975.com. Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store. Now back to Fred and AJ at Bombshells on Fuquay and 45.
Hey, Zhong, are you going to be judging who gets the $1,000?
Yes, I'll have some input on it.
I think you should have all the input. because they should beat what you did, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah.
Jong rented a pony.
Well, that's pretty big.
That's big.
Yeah. And then
he also rented a shark to eat the pony.
But he painted.
And then the shark pooped out the ring.
Yeah. He painted the pony North Korean colors and the shark South Korean colors.
I remember that.
Yeah. That was pretty badass. So, you got to beat that. If you can do that, you're good. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. We will, somebody says, winning the cash is why you woke up in a great mood. This is what happens, though. Like, I was sitting there playing around, and once I get a little bit of a bankroll and everything's over and I can't play anymore, I start playing Greyhound races.
Oh, no.
But I hit those last night, too.
Well, it's your lucky day.
But I wasn't playing much on them. It's like once I get to a certain profit margin, you know, I'm going to like, okay, I'll put 24 bucks in this race. And so, yeah, it was a fun night. But, no, actually, this is the reason I'm in such a great mood is I got up and got on the scale and, like, holy bleep. I'm
making moves?
I'm making some progress.
Good for you.
Which is fine because I've been trying this now for months and not making any progress at all, and so I finally get on this thing. And
you stopped drinking. I mean,
that's probably it. It may just be because I've stopped drinking and I'm not eating that much and I'm working out every day. That might be it. But I also think that the program's helping quite a bit. So hopefully, you know, get 30 pounds to go now.
There you go.
Once I get there, I'll be a sexy beast again. Well, not really, but I'll be a less hideous beast.
Less monstrous.
Yeah, that's all you're looking
for. That's all you can ask for.
So, any thoughts on either of the football games tonight? I know you were talking earlier about, you know, you were going to be on Colts, and now maybe you're backing off that. What about the over in that game?
I don't know if I like the over because here's what I was thinking. The Colts, without T.Y. Hilton, they're severely limited in their big play ability.
Yeah.
I mean, he's their receiver. He's it.
Well, and they got a bunch of donkeys. Now, those guys were able to chew up the Texans.
They're not playing the Texans this
right.
week. So, the T.Y. Hilton being out kind of gives me some pause. And then thinking about Gronk being limited, Edelman being back, and Edelman not really being a deep threat, I feel like they're going to – it's going to be sort of a ball control passing offense for the Patriots tonight. You'll see a lot to Edelman. You'll see a lot to Gronk underneath stuff.
Yeah.
You'll see James White out of the backfield, which we've seen a lot of so far this season. I think it's just a stay away altogether for me.
Yeah, I think the Colts will do an okay job on James White because their linebackers have played really well and have covered really well. But those cornerbacks are, they're not good.
No.
And I think that means Edelman's going to get some plays. I think Gordon may get loose deep. Patterson may get loose deep. They've got some weapons, and I'm going to stay away from this one as well. I like the over in UH Tulsa, and I think UH is going to absolutely house them tonight.
Okay.
I don't like giving up 18. That's a lot, but I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to cover that and then some. So that one I'm definitely playing tonight. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, hey, I should give something away because I've got a bunch of giveaways courtesy of Jong Lee. How about a Carboctoberfest giveaway? That's a pretty good one, right?
That is a good one.
How about two tickets to Carboctoberfest? Dust off your lederhosen and lace up your dirndls. Carboctoberfest is back and better than ever. It's the last weekend of this three-week celebration. Win two tickets to tomorrow's Carboctoberfest night event. You can go catch the Astros game there if you want and then go to the event. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, featuring the Texas Gentleman. There will also be free beer garden festivities starting at 5. You can get your ticket information and the complete Carboctoberfest lineup at carbockbrewing.com. At 4:41, we'll take caller 10. So you got a couple of minutes. Don't start calling until 4:41.
All right. I'll make sure not to.
Yeah, well.
I'm calling right at that time, though.
Really?
On air or not, I don't care.
You don't need the tickets.
Oh.
You just got to text Eric and say, dude, can I go to Carboctoberfest?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get in.
I forgot about that.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. So, boy, the A's strategy of going with the relievers didn't work last night.
I don't think that's what they drew up.
No.
But... you can't be shocked by that either, I wouldn't think. That's a tough ask against that lineup.
Yeah, and really the game was not all that interesting, but the cool thing is TV gets what it wants.
Yep.
Yankees, Red Sox. And
the MLB, I mean, they obviously would have preferred to have Cubs over Rockies, but, I mean, can you imagine the MLB, how they feel if they've got Oakland versus Boston?
Oh, yeah. Well, boy. I mean, they'd still have the Red Sox.
Yeah, but...
And that's the thing. The good news for MLB is they're going to have the Yankees or Red Sox in the ALCS. They're going to be happy with that.
Yeah.
So...
Well, the ALDS.
ALDS, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have...
Or the other. Yeah, I thought you meant have them against each other.
No, they're going to have one or the other.
One or the other will be there, yep.
Yeah.
So that is good news for them. I'm sure they're pulling hard for the Dodgers. But
yeah,
if they don't get the Dodgers, the next most public National League team is Atlanta. So, I mean, I feel like the MLB's got to be happy with the way this is broken down. The defending champs are still in. And then you do have some new blood for – I think you and I agree. Like, seeing the Brewers and the Rockies in the playoffs is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
So, I think there's something to that.
Yeah, and
even the Indians, who I mean, they haven't won a World Series in forever. They've been to a couple, but
they've kind of been there the last few years. Yeah. I mean, they've been to one. Obviously, they had the Cubs beat and lost that series, and then last year they had best record in the AL. So it's not like they're really new. And that was a great series with the Yankees last year. I do think you have the four best teams in the AL, even though Oakland had a better record than Cleveland. I do think, from a playoff perspective, the Indians are better than the A's because they have starting pitching.
Well, speaking of the playoffs, we haven't even gotten into really the decisions that A.J. Hinch made regarding the playoff roster. And I don't know if there were really any surprises with the position players. I mean, not carrying a third catcher.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was one of the things that I don't remember the guy's name because I've never heard of him, that was writing for the Chronicle, was making a big deal how the whole decision was between – a pinch runner and Max Stassi as a third catcher. I don't think anyone at any point thought Max Stassi was making this roster.
So the deal is, if you get into a position where you need an emergency catcher, you've got Evan Gattis.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's worst-case scenario.
You're not going to need.
Yeah.
And I think Maldonado, because he's so good defensively and the Indians can run, that's the perfect guy to have on your roster. And if he gets hurt, obviously, then maybe you look at Stassi. But I don't think – I think they went with the right guys. The pitching, there was always going to be somebody left off that makes you go, hey.
But there were more than one that made me go, interesting. Like Osuna being left – not Osuna. Rondon being left off.
He's been pretty bad, though, the last couple months.
I guess so, but, man, that guy had 15 saves for you this year.
Yeah, I was a little more surprised that Peacock was left off and Harris was put
Will on. Harris, yeah. Will Harris was the most surprising name that made the roster to
me.
But when you look at his numbers, they're not bad. Will Harris's numbers have been better than Davinsky's numbers this year. Yeah.
Barry made a pretty good case that Joe Smith should have been the last guy based on his – playoff performances in the past, and that he and Harris were basically the same guy down the stretch. But the reality is, if it comes down to winning or losing a game on Will Harris or Joe Smith,
Well, the thing is, Will Harris, Joe Smith, those guys won't be pitching high leverage innings in this series anyway, whichever one of them makes it. Those guys are pitching when there's a blowout.
Right.
One way or the other, or and that's probably the only way they're pitching.
Yeah, or situation where they've got a really good history against a certain hitter, you might bring them in just like
for
you do Tony Semp.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't anticipate seeing a lot of those guys, so I don't think it matters. But I also think it's a testament to just how deep their pitching staff is that there's really three guys you look at and go, wow, those guys would make most playoff rosters.
Yep. Hey, what did Barry want us to promote, John? He's got something going on
SportsMap. Cleveland versus Houston video on SportsMap.
Oh, is that up yet?
Yeah, it just went up.
Oh, okay, because I haven't checked since I've been on air. But, yeah, there's a lot of good SportsMap stuff on there. I'm looking forward to that. Barry has Houston versus Cleveland. Which city is better? I have not looked at it yet. But
that's not really a fair fight.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's
you
not
might
like,
as well have had Astros versus Tigers.
But the reality is Houston's not going to beat a lot of cities head-to-head. Cleveland, yes. Dallas, of course. Atlanta, yes.
Detroit.
Maybe, and probably Baltimore. That's about your list. Everybody else, no, sorry.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody.
I got nothing.
I mean, I guess I feel like I like Houston maybe more than the average Joe. Like, I'd probably take Houston over St. Louis.
Okay, yeah, I would do that too.
I'd take Houston over Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's a cute town, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel kind of the same way about Kansas City. Like, I wouldn't want to live in Kansas City.
Kansas City's actually pretty nice.
Nice.
And to be honest, Houston's gone way down in my power rankings in the last 6 months.
Because you got robbed?
Yep. And not just me, but a bunch of my friends over the last couple of months have gotten robbed or had their cars jacked at gunpoint.
Okay, Houston or Oakland?
Coin flip.
Really?
Yeah, at least you have a bay in Oakland.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it's taken a huge tumble in my power rankings.
My goodness, you hate our city now.
I don't hate it, I just don't.
You just don't like it very much.
I don't love it anymore.
Oh.
It's like, you know, when you've been married to somebody for too long, and you start realizing, you know what, I just don't really
just
have much
same.
In common with this person anymore.
It's just not the same.
Yeah, so I'd take it over New Orleans. I'd visit New Orleans first.
New Orleans doesn't have a pro city. It doesn't, or pro baseball team.
I mean, who cares about baseball? Jeez.
Well, that's what the whole thing is about. The Indians,
no,
Astros.
No,
the
we were just talking. Yeah, but we were talking about in general, which cities are you going to match up with?
Oh, I mean, you're going to live in Jacksonville over Houston?
I might now. Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Just saying.
You're out of your mind.
No,
I can't help you.
It's not my fault.
You going to live in Memphis over Houston?
No, wouldn't do Memphis.
Okay.
Louisville, I'd do.
I know you.
Louisville's
do that.
Underrated.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Nashville, yes.
Nashville's a good town.
Really, in Texas, I would do Austin, but that's the only one.
Would you live in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
No. Okay. But that's not serious. I mean, there's no teams there. Come on. My next move.
That was Salt Lake City, Utah.
No. Too many Mormons. Sorry, Mormons.
That's religious discrimination.
That's bigotry, yes.
Yeah. What?
No, you have to have, like, no, I've been to Salt Lake many times. You have to have, like, a membership to go to a bar. That's not going to happen for me.
It's just like the poker clubs here.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm playing poker. I don't want to have to do that to just go get a drink. All right. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about a great, great app called Robinhood. And I've been using this thing for months, long before they ever started advertising with us. It's a great way to buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, and it's all commission-free. And the cool thing about it is if you want to get started in investing, this is a perfect way to do it. It's easy. It's quick. It's so the app is so well designed that they want their services to work for everybody. They don't want to just be an app for the rich people. They want to be an app for everybody. If you're rich, they're also good for you too. But if you just want to get started in investing, this is the perfect way to do it. Because brokerages will charge you up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees at all. You trade your stocks, you keep all of your profits. And what I love is, like, I get on there every day and check and see where my stocks are and whether they're up, whether they're down. And I've got several stocks on there, and I really enjoy using Robinhood because it's so easy. It keeps me up to date with everything. And the best part is you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. So if you're just trying to get started, you don't want to put a lot of money in there, it's the perfect way to do it. And you can kind of get your feet wet and discover what you want to do next. There's always new stocks. You can track your favorite companies. You can set it up so it gives you updates on everything you're interested in. Custom notifications for price movements. You never miss the right moment to invest. And right now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faor.robinhood.com. That's faor.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you, Robinhood.com.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Hey, guys, I have to tell you about my favorite poker club, and it's Lions Poker Palace. And, guys, this place is fantastic. I'm kind of pissed I didn't get there this week. But four tournaments a day, and they're constantly looking for better ways for the players. And, I mean, it is a player-friendly place. And George and Najib and the guys over there run a great, great room. My favorite tournament is that noon tournament where it's a sit and go. You get 10,000 chips and only lasts about an hour and a half, 2 hours, so I can actually get to work. But great cash games. They've got an Omaha tournament at 3 o'clock. You can get points every time you play. And the cool thing is you get a certain amount of points, you're going to get $100 credit. And if you get enough of them, you're going to get into their big tournament on December 12th, which is a $60,000 guaranteed tournament. And if you have not been there, this place is so classy. They got plenty of TVs for all your sports. They have fantastic food. And you feel like you're in a casino. It is so nice from everything, from the floor to the restrooms to everything. It's casino quality. I love going there.
Yeah, they're trying to do it up big there at Lions, and they've done a really good job. Even since they opened, they've really made some improvements on that place. More tables, more televisions. Whatever game you want to watch, you let them know, they'll put it on for you. They told me, we pay for all the games. People want to watch them, we're going to put it on. So just all you got to do is ask. You want to go there and watch a game while you play some poker. The tournaments are out of this world. I'm looking forward to playing some again really soon. And it's an easy location, 6134 Richmond Avenue, right there in sort of the Western Galleria area, I guess you would call it. But stop by, check it out for yourself. You're gonna be blown away by what they've got going on there. Check out all their Facebook page for all their information and all the tournament details. That's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Bombshells on Fuquay. Hey, we're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. And now my computer just went dark because, can I get a napkin or something? You just spilled water all over my computer here. Thanks. We're doing a pub crawl. Yeah. Let's, wonderful. Let's go to Rafael Esparza, who, mybookie.com. We were just talking about mybookie and some of the plays I made on there. Rafael, let's start with tonight. We got a college game here in town with Houston and Tulsa. I'm seeing Houston minus 18 and a total of 70.5. You got any thoughts on that one?
I think it's going to be a lot of points scored. That's why the total opened up at 68.5. The public has pumped it up already up to 70.5. I lean towards Houston. That's a big number. But Tulsa has not been covering at all. They're 1-3 against the spread. Give me the over more than anything else, because I could see Tulsa throwing up a junky touchdown in the fourth and maybe a backdoor cover. But I still think we're going to see a lot of fireworks and a lot of points tonight.
What do you think about this Patriots-Colts game? Obviously, Colts coming off that overtime loss, short week, but a big number on the Patriots.
Yeah, it opened up around 10. Now it's up to 11. And I think this number is going to continue to climb, because I think we saw what the Patriots probably should be. Now they're getting healthier on offense. They're 8-2 against the spread of a team with a losing record. We all know Luck's record against New England. Home team has covered 4 out of 5. Give me New England. But I also think the total is a little bit low, 50.5 for this total. I think we all know. Or now it's, as we spoke, now it's down to 50. I think we're just going to see a lot of points, especially on the New England side. And I think the Colts are going to have to try to go toe-to-toe. So give me New England any over in this game.
Couple college games involving some pretty big names here. Oklahoma-Texas, obviously, big rivalry game. Oklahoma holding at about 7 right now. What do you think of that one?
Texas has covered 5 straight, and give me the plus 7. I think they cover 6 straight. In this rivalry, just take the plus points, and you're pretty much almost going to be at least close to it or cashing a ticket, because so far 5 straight Texas covers. I think it makes it 6. I think it's going to be a close game. I do see Oklahoma winning maybe by a field goal or by 4 points, but I think Texas covers.
How about A&M minus 5.5 against an unbeaten Kentucky team at College Station?
I think we've all can agree that Kentucky's not going to go undefeated, and this is the game that they get their first L. I give me the Aggies. We all know that going to College Station is not a fun place to play. I tell people going to Virginia Tech at night and listening to Virginia Tech and listening to Metallica is probably up there with College Station. Give me Texas A&M. I think they win this one pretty easily. I would not be shocked if they win by double digits. They're playing really good football. Their record may not show it, but I'm really surprised at how well Texas A&M has played this year.
And finally, Sunday night game, Cowboys and Texans. Texans 3-point favorites coming off pretty much a gift win. Cowboys 2-2, Texans 1-3. What do you think of this one?
I like the home team on this one, Houston. Not only did they get their first W last week, but they got it on a road. So that's not only gives them the first W, but that monkey off their back. Now they can come back home, less pressure. I say hurry up and bet Houston. I think the public's going to bet this. Right now it is 3, but would not be shocked. They move to 3.5 by Saturday, and would not be shocked by Saturday, Sunday night. The public would be all over the home favorite there. Probably be moved to 4, 4.5. Give me Houston beating Dallas. I'm still not sold on the Cowboys' offense tonight. And Houston's defense played well last week, even though they gave up that many points in overtime. But give me Houston's defense. I think they win by D.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst for MyBookie. Rafael, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
We've got disagreement.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back, along with a few other things. But I will tell you that obviously he works for MyBookie, which I mentioned before. That's where I make all my plays, whether it's football, whether it's hockey, whether it's horse race, whatever it is. I'm on MyBookie. I've been there for a couple of years now. I love the site. The best thing about it is how user-friendly it is and how, like on my mobile device. And a couple of weeks ago, I was getting on an airplane, made a bet before I got on the plane with my phone. That's how awesome it is. That's how easy it is to use. And if you want to get in there and start playing the games tonight, this is the place to go. I've used a lot of websites. This is the only one I use now. And they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years. They've got great customer service. If you have any problem at all, if you contact them, they'll work with you. And they're going to get you right on it. And that's why I love MyBookie. In-game betting, in case you miss the start. All kinds of opportunities for you to play. You want to bet on fantasy points, you can do that. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Or you can go to MyBookie.ag. They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.